Sometimes when I tell people about my story, they said, "Wow, this one can become Netflix." When I was younger, I managed to look at my birth cert and I saw that it was written Gambas Avenue, open space, surrounded by bushes. I did ask my siblings about it, and they told me that yes, you were born in the jungle. And they told me the story of how my mother was homeless at that point of time. From the time I was born, I was given away to caretaker to caretaker. A few good memories, but I remember having really troublesome ones as well. A lot of violence, the things a child shouldn't have seen. My mother and I somehow landed under a highway where we were sleeping and living there. I remember always feeling very scared because I never had a proper home. There was violence, there was abuse. I remember seeing blood on the walls, blood from my mother. And also I remember running out of the house many times because I was scared for my life and for my safety. The death of my father was really shocking for me, especially after I found out that he was murdered. You know, as a 13-year-old child, how are you supposed to process such information? But also, he was my abuser. And I was really scared of him, actually. Oh my God, I can't even. I'm here with my cousin Shalini. She used to take care of me when I was. Actually, I'm not too sure how old I was in these photos. I remember being snatched away under the void deck. Is this something true?
Yeah.
Because I have recollections of my father snatching me away and I'm crying, I'm struggling. I know that I didn't want to leave.
You don't know how much you mean to us. You'll always be very special to us.
At 22 years old, I joined Singapore Airlines as a cabin crew member. I was able to support myself and I started renting on my own. My first flight after training was London. I was in my cabin crew seat looking out the window and I was thinking, oh my gosh, how am I in London? I came from nothing. You know, I was sleeping under a highway with my mom. It's so surreal to me that me? I'm from the children's home. I can be in London. I do enjoy interacting with passengers, meeting new friends each flight, and also experiencing all these cities. But somehow, there has to be more, right? Towards the end of my fourth, fifth year, I was thinking, something is missing. You know, I've been through so much. This can't be truly it. There's something more that I need to do. Is that enough? I have like the same struggle as every Asian child who's learning a dish from their parent or their mom, because there's no measurements. After leaving the airlines, I decided to come back home to spend some time with my mother, especially now that she has Parkinson's. For a lot of my life, my parents were kind of missing, right? And the fact that my mom can give me a life skill, teaching me how to cook. I'm actually quite happy that at least I'm able to take something away from being her child and also having this relationship with her. You know, with the Parkinson's, it's a bit hard for her to cook right now. After reconnecting with her, I was able to ask her a lot of the questions that were unanswered for a very long time. Things that I blame her for, things that I resented her for as well. So seeing that she was actually being abused and the victim in a lot of these situations, right, helped me understand that she did the best she could at that time. After reuniting with my mother here, I had some time alone to think about what I truly want in life, and that's when I decided I want to pursue studies in social work so that kids like me don't have to go through whatever I went through. This is the former children's home I used to live in from 5 to 22 years old. I had many happy memories here.
Is it about the same?
Yeah, it looks exactly the same, you know. I just love that I have this big space, you know, to run around, to be a child, to make mistakes, to learn, to grow. I never thought that one day I would want to become a social worker, you know, because I was raised with social workers. There's still a long journey ahead for me, and whatever happened in my past was not for nothing. You know, it gave me a special wisdom, it gave me a special perspective that not many people might have. I don't have a degree and all that, but successful in a sense where I keep myself safe, you know, I'm healthy, I'm happy, my mental health is great. Yeah, and I'm ready to just pass all this happiness to another kid who's going through this. A lot of the things I've been through in my past did change who I am today. I became more of a fighter, you know. I became more outspoken and opinionated about things I care about, because I want to show kids like me that, you know, even with a crazy childhood like mine, you can come out of it and come through it alive and thriving.